This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
So, did you know that when you blush, your stomach turns red? Did you know that messages from the human brain travel along nerves up to 200 miles an hour? And that the human eye can distinguish between approximately 1 million different shades of colour. Our bodies are amazing. Our theme at the moment is looking after it. And today I'll be looking in more detail at what it means to look after our amazing bodies that God has given to us as a gift. So I have three fantastic kids. As their mum, I want to see them thrive physically, mentally, and spiritually. So over the last few months in this crazy new world that we find ourselves in, we've been trying to look after ourselves physically by trying Joe Wicks's daily exercise routines. We've tried walking the dog together daily or going out for bike rides. But we've ended up agreeing that as long as they do some form of exercise each day, they have freedom to choose how they do this. None of them have chosen Joe Wicks, and neither have I. I wonder how you have looked after yourself during the last few months. What are your options? Have you gone out for more walks or done some exercise classes at home via YouTube? I wonder what you've been doing. I want my kids to be healthy and I want them to learn how to look after their bodies as best that they can because I love them and their bodies are a gift from God. I believe that God wants the same for us. He wants us to learn how to look after our bodies because he loves us and our bodies are a gift from him. In the Bible, we see many important truths about our bodies. We see that we've been designed and created by a loving God, created in different colours, shapes and sizes. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives and dwells in us when we give our lives to him. And we see that our bodies are a gift to us from God. So how do we look after our bodies? I've gathered examples from the Bible and expertise from psychologists Kate Middleton and also Rachel Bratley in our church. And it covers some of the ways that we can look after our bodies, both physically and mentally. But before I go into these five key ways, it is important that we acknowledge that although our bodies are a gift to us, this world is not as God had originally intended. Ill health is a reality that we are all affected by, either personally or in our loved ones. And currently, COVID-19 is destroying lives. And for some, the after effects are incredibly challenging. My health is not as I would want it. And I struggle with a lot of food intolerances that affect me every single day. But I believe that God loves us. I believe that he is with us. And we are told in the Bible to keep on asking for healing, which is what I try to do each day. So as I go through these five key ways, please see them as an invitation to you, a set of wise guidelines for us all to follow in our own way, depending on our health and our circumstances. So firstly, we need routine. Our lives create routine, things that we do automatically every day, every week, that make our life easier. In Genesis, right in the fabric of creation, we see God creating the routine of work and then rest. And then later in the Old Testament, we see him commanding the Israelites to follow the same routine of work and then rest. Daniel prayed three times a day at fixed times. It was a routine that sustained him in his connection with God when he was isolated from his community and was living in a foreign land. During these last few months, every routine we had in life seemed to vanish overnight, and our brains have had to work so much harder to work out the new structure. our stress levels, which can be anything that requires a demand on our mind or body, have all gone up. It may not be distressing for everyone, but everyone has come under stress during this time. And because our baseline of stress has gone up, our emotional capacity to cope with things has gone down. The quicker we can get back into a routine, the quicker our stress levels goes down. Certainly, I know I need my cup of tea and time alone first thing in the morning as part of my routine. I wonder what you need. So we need routine in our lives to help us look after our bodies. Next, we need rest and relaxation. So this is a vital part of our routine throughout the week. This isn't when we're doing nothing, but this is a time that is used to recharge. As I mentioned earlier, God weaves rest into the very fabric of creation and commands the Israelites to follow his example, taking a Sabbath day of rest every 7 days, every single week, every year, a day to rest and relax from their work. In the Gospels, we see Jesus frequently stopping his activities so that he could rest. If we wait until all our jobs are done to rest and relax, it never, ever happens. We have to book this in and choose to protect this time. We need to be able to stop and trust God and hand over our work and our families to him as we rest and relax. Your rest and relaxation, however, will be different from someone else. I personally choose to play the piano or chat with friends or go for a walk. I wonder what rest looks like for you. So we need routine and we need rest in our lives. And next, we need to acknowledge and express difficult emotions. Emotions have a profound effect on our bodies, impacting our health both physically and mentally. They're not here to cause problems, but they are there for a purpose, to get our attention, to help us process things. And right now, there are a lot of things that need to be processed. The Bible encourages us to express our full range of feelings to God. We see Psalms that express the full range of emotions from thanksgiving and praise to despair and hopelessness. Are you irritated because you feel overlooked and your smug neighbour just goes from success to success? Psalm 73. Wishing that God would just punch that guy in the face? Psalm 3. Are you sick or in physical pain? Psalm 103. Desperate for a spiritual encounter? Psalm 42. Disappointed with God? Psalm 44 and 6 and 13. The extreme diversity of the Psalms tells us that God expects us to have an extremely diverse range of emotional and spiritual experiences. God time and time again invites us to share our emotions with him and not just the bits that we feel like we need to present to him. So early in the morning, I like to find a quiet place in my house, often this very room, and I try and journal my feelings to God, or I use the examine prayer that we've been looking at recently, which both help me to reflect on why I might be feeling as I do. It can be wonderful to spend that time with God in thanksgiving, but also painful as I confront my own feelings of disappointment or frustration or fear. So we need routine, rest. We need to acknowledge and express our difficult emotions. And next, we need connection with others and with God. We need to keep finding ways to invest in our key relationships with each other and with God. Jesus himself heavily invested time with his disciples and gave his time more exclusively to a select few again and again. We also see him prioritizing his relationship with his Father. And if this was important for Jesus, shouldn't it be for us too? Physical touch is a surprisingly important part of relationships. As we shake hands or hug someone, it releases oxytocin, a hormone which is really important for bonding and for our physical well-being. The Bible was right when it said it's not good for us to be alone. And this is how God designed us to be. So we need routine, we need rest, we need to acknowledge and express our difficult emotions, and we need connection with others and with God. Lastly, we need fresh air and exercise. Connecting with the natural world drops our stress levels and improves our emotional well-being. Something spiritual happens within us when we go out into nature and we gain a wider perspective that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. The psalmists say, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the maker of heaven, the creator of the earth. Many psalms express the profound revelation of the Father that is seen when we spend time outside. And the natural world reminds us of who God is and that we are actually part of his creation. In terms of exercise, Paul acknowledges that physical training has some value. So joining in with Joe Wicks or just doing something that gets you moving is important. But in our achievement and perfectionism obsessed culture, it's really easy to look at exercise through this lens. It is important that we don't let exercise become the thing that we worship or even a certain body image become our idol. And what works for me might be different from you. And certainly my health can at times dictate the kind of exercise that I can or can't do. So to look after our bodies well, we need routine. We need rest and relaxation. We need to acknowledge and express difficult emotions. We need to connect with others and with God. And we need fresh air and exercise. Out of those five, which one is God highlighting to you today? Which one do you sense the Lord might be inviting you to try or to chat with him about? Which one do you think God might be asking you to pray for more freedom or more help in? So these five steps are vital for us to remember as we learn how to look after ourselves well. So may you know that your body is a gift from God. May you know that he designed you and created your body in detail. May you be aware of his Holy Spirit living inside of you. And most of all, may you know the truth that God loves you. He loves how he made you. And he is with you as you learn how to look after the gift of your body. Thanks for listening. Back to David and Alison.